10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Time.
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
That's Texas, home of George Strait the King. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a man if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Them two-step queens will bring you to your knees. Yeah, buddy, God sure blessed them. There's 50 states, but at the end of the day, there's one that you don't mess with. That's Texas, home of Robert Earl Keen. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Tell them about it, boys.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Thirsty, thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm pretty cool. My nitty bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice, I got the juice.
Geno, Chatham's on. Foolies glad I'm home. Even my haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper, song, singer, suspended, subpoena. From misdemeanors, dreamer, held back. Sadness, Loki still a deer. And I still shake a bow squat. Praying for my broke. Got city on the come up. Shot that fucking Sosa. Shot my fucking fat trail. Shot my fucking Joseph. Playing Buenos Aires while they sleeping Buenos Noches. Wonder if I wrote this. Cause it's so crisp. The most brokest gold stock broker win a solstice. I could win an Oscar. Russian accent Oscar. Acid addict cross the avid actor.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Hey, I hear the voice of a preacher from the back room. Calling my name and I follow just to find you. I trace the faith through a broken down television and put on the weather. Then I've trained myself to give up on the past, cause I've frozen time between hearses and caskets. Lost control when I panicked at the acid test. I wanna get better. While my friends were getting high and chasing girls down parkway lines, I was losing my mind because the love, the love, the love, the love, the love that I gave wasted on a night.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds.
Give me a man after midnight. Want somebody, help me chase the shadows away.
Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
We welcome you in to Riders Field on a beautiful but 99-degree evening for baseball alongside Zach Bigley. I'm Luke Maley, wishing you a happy Independence Day from Frisco, Texas. It's the Rough Riders playing host to the Arkansas Travelers on this fine Thursday night for a cross-division matchup inside the Texas League. The Rough Riders are in search of win number 50 tonight, and with a win would become just the fourth team in all of minor league baseball to reach the half-century mark this season and the first at the AA level or lower. Tonight, they will have to do it against a left-hander on the hill for the Travs in Reed Van Scooter, a fifth-round selection 2 years ago by the Seattle Mariners out of Coastal Carolina University. The southpaw from Rochester, New York, is making his 16th start of the season for Arkansas, posting a 4-6 record as a result of a 3.64 ERA over that span. One of those four wins for Van Scooter did come against the Rough Riders back at Dickie Stevens Park in North Little Rock, Arkansas, where the Rough Riders just returned from last night. But that start was in mid-April, where he spun six innings of one-hit baseball. The lone hit that he allowed was a solo homer by Cooper Johnson en route to a 6-1 win for the Travelers. Over his last four starts, he's 2-2 with a 1.59 ERA across 22 and two-thirds innings of work. And on the other side for the Rough Riders, it's Nick Krauth who toes the rubber, making his first career start at the professional level on the 4th of July and his 13th start as a Rider this year. The 24-year-old from Concord, California, leads the Riders starters with six wins this season, marking a career high after posting three consecutive five-win seasons to begin his professional career. In the month of June, Krauth worked his way to a 2-1 record with a 3.04 ERA. He did face the Travelers back on April 21st at Dickie Stevens Park. He surrendered three runs across just one inning out of the bullpen, and that marked his lone relief appearance of the season to this point. Should be a fun one. Arkansas Travelers winning 2 of 3 on the road to open this series. Now here at Riders Field, they come in at 42-35 on the year. The Rough Riders 49-29. And as we mentioned, in search of that win number 50. Hang with us here on the Riders Baseball Network as Rough Riders shortstop Gabriel Rodriguez joins the pregame show on the other side.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Joined by Gabriel Rodriguez, when you guys won the first half and clinched the playoffs, you guys had a great celebration. What did that mean to you to clinch the playoffs and celebrate with these guys?
I enjoy, you know, I'm coming late, but the my first week in Corpus Christi, they bring me in like a family, you know, and we are right here a really good relationship between us. And I enjoy with every player here because, you know, Kellen, Cody, Max, J, Chavez, he's like my brother, and I enjoy that too much.
You have a really close relationship with Carlos Cardoza, Rough Riders manager. Remember last year you said you described him as kind of a fatherly figure to you. How much has it meant to you to come back here and play for him?
For me, that's crazy. You know, this is my 7th year with Texas Rangers, and I play for Lowe's 7 years. You know, he's been my manager for 7 years, and I think that's crazy. I know what is the way for how he wanna we play the game, you know, and I think that is, like you say, it's my figure five, and that means it's so important for me, because Lowe is a really good coach, really good person, and I learn from her every day.
Outside of Carlos, who are some of the other people you've looked up to, athletes that you've looked up to maybe growing up?
When I was kid, I like Derek Jeter. He's really good person, and you know, he's the captain, and I like that because I play shortstop and he's really good. And when you say Derek Jeter, that means a lot, you know. And I like the player. He's a really good player. He won a lot of championship, and you know, I just wanna be like him.
When you were growing up, what were some of your first baseball memories that you had?
I think my best memory when my father bring me to the field, and I learned from my father a lot of things. You know, I lose my father 3 years ago, but my father and my mother is my bigger motivation for play that game.
Your English has gotten very good. How important is it for you to get better with your English?
I wanna learn every day, because I can speak better with my teammate. You know, we got Venezuelan player, we got Latin player and American player, and I can get better relationship with him. I can good communication with him.
Joined by Cable Rodriguez. Last question for you. This season, as you go to the second half, you mentioned already making the playoffs. What are your goals for the rest of the season?
Personal, my goal is keep playing my best baseball, you know. And I think the bigger goal for everybody here is playing big league. But I just wanna get better every day, step by step, and adjusting my best plan to the game. And like a team, we just want to be the best team in the Frisco Rough Riders. You know, we got the best record, more win, whatever. We only want to be the best team in the history.
He's Caber Rodriguez, Rough Riders infielder. Caber, thanks for joining us, and best of luck.
Thank you.
We'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly in Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Alongside Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley here on the pregame show, about 5 minutes from first pitch on a beautiful Thursday evening. It's Independence Day, Stars and Stripes Night, presented by Rhythm Energy. Let's go ahead and get you those starting lineups first for the visitors tonight. The Arkansas Travelers, who come in 6-3 in this second half. They'll line up under manager Christian Colon as follows. The catcher Harry Ford will lead things off, followed by the Mariners' top prospect, the second baseman Cole Young. Batting third is the designated hitter Brock Rodden, followed by the right fielder Alberto Rodriguez. Batting fifth is the first baseman Hogan Windisch, then the left fielder Victor Labrada batting sixth. Batting seventh is Caden Polkovich after a night off. He'll roam center field. Ben Ramirez slides into the eighth spot. He'll play the hot corner at third base. And rounding things out for the Travelers is Morgan McCullough, the shortstop. Again for the Travelers, it is Ford, Young, Rodden, Rodriguez, Windisch, Labrada, Polkovich, Ramirez, McCullough. On the other side, for the Rough Riders, the home team tonight in search of win number 50, trying to become the first at the AA level or lower to reach that 50-win threshold. Under manager Carlos Cardoza, it's Alejandro Osuna, the center fielder, making his debut in center field for the Riders. Seen him in right and left over the course of the last week. He leads things off. The designated hitter Liam Hicks will bat second, followed by the right fielder Josh Hatcher in the three spot. Cody Freeman returns to the cleanup spot after providing the lone two runs yesterday on an RBI double for the Riders. He's the third baseman. Batting fifth is the shortstop Caber Rodriguez. You heard from him in the pregame show. Aaron Zavala bats sixth. He'll play left field. The second baseman Maximo Acosta bats seventh, followed by Franier Chavez, who manages the first base bag. Cooper Johnson will do the catching tonight for the Rough Riders and bat ninth. Again, for the Riders, it is Osuna, Hicks, Hatcher, Freeman, Rodriguez, Zavala, Acosta, Chavez, and Johnson. We'll step aside for the national anthem here from Riders Field. When we come back, it's first pitch. Zach Bigley will join us and take us to first pitch here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Stars and Stripes weekend opens up on the 4th of July, so make sure to join the Rough Riders for the biggest fireworks show of the season. Enjoy half-price drinks and great baseball at Riders Field on Thursday, July 4th. Celebrate America all weekend long with fireworks and fun each night from Thursday, July 4th through Saturday, July 6th as the Rough Riders face off against the Arkansas Travelers. Don't forget that on Saturday, July 6th, your kids can run the base paths after the game just like the Rough Riders do with Kids Run the Bases postgame presented by Raising Cane's. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the dugout deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Josh Hatcher, a three-run walk-off homer.
Dives, and he made the grab.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it, over the lazy river.
Goal!
The Riders have come storming back.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions! Oh my goodness!
What a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
From a sold-out Riders Field in Frisco, Texas, happy Independence Day. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you along as today the Rough Riders continue their series with the Arkansas Travelers, and they spend July 4th at the ballpark. The Rough Riders coming in at 49-29, Arkansas at 42-35. They've been two of the best teams in the Texas League this year. And Nick Krauth takes the ball for the Rough Riders, the 24-year-old right-hander at 6'3", 170 pounds out of Concord, California. He faces Harry Ford, Cole Young, and Brock Rodden as the Rough Riders began this six-game series in Arkansas. For the first three games, traveled overnight to Frisco. And we are just about ready for baseball on what is a beautiful but warm day here in Frisco. Harry Ford, the catcher and number two prospect in the Mariners organization, stands in from the right side. And Nick Krauth is ready to go against him. He winds back and gets us underway in Frisco. With a breaking ball that's outside, and it's one ball and no strikes on the curve. And we're officially underway at 7:07. Here in the PM, here's the windback in the 1-0. Check swing roller foul to the right side, and it's one ball and one strike on Ford. The Rough Riders won the first game of this series by a score of 2-0 in 10 innings in Arkansas, and then fell 4-1 and 3-2 in 10 innings last night. The 1-1, Ford watches a strike on the upper edge inside corner with the slider, and it's 1-2. And Krauth looking to get the Rough Riders back on the winning side of things after a mini two-game skid coming into this one. He rocks in the 1-2. Breaking ball popped skyward to the right side, and that one leaks foul out of play. It's one ball and two strikes on Ford still. Krauth comes in with a record of 6-3, a 4.86 earned run average, making his 14th appearance and his 13th start. 66 and two-thirds innings for the right-hander, 45 strikeouts to 31 walks. Probably more walks than he'd like to have, but he's pitched very well recently, and he's done a great job going deep into games as well. 1-2, inside with a breaking ball nearly hit him, or even at two balls and two strikes. Krauth has done a great job going deep, going 5 2/3 innings or longer in each one of his last six starts. He wheels in the 2-2. Served into center field and shallow. Rodriguez going back, and the shortstop makes a sliding catch. Brilliant grab by Caber Rodriguez. One away. A soft humpback liner into shallow center field. And able to snare it. Here's Cole Young now, the number one prospect in the Mariners organization. Left-handed batter. And the offering in. Fouled away to the left side. It's 0-1. Young went 2-for-7 in the first three games of this series with a double and an RBI. Here's the windback in the 0-1. It's up and away, and it's one ball and one strike. Young, the second baseman, a former first-round pick of the Mariners. And the windback in the 1-1. That one's fouled away to the left side. It's one ball and two strikes on the left-handed hitter. Defense behind Nick Krauth today looks like this for the Rough Riders. It's Aaron Zavala in left. Alejandro Osuna plays in center. And Josh Hatcher is the right fielder today. 1-2. Breaking ball tagged into center field, sending Osuna back. He's got it measured, though, and makes the catch chest high. Two outs. Along the infield, Cody Freeman plays at third. Caber Rodriguez is the shortstop, and Max Acosta is at second. Brainerd Chavez at first base. Cooper Johnson does the catching today for Krauth. It's the seventh time that he's caught the right-hander. in his 13 starts now. Brock Rodden, short left-handed batter, stands in, open stance, and the pitch. Curveball on the outside corner, a strike, it's 0-1. When Cooper Johnson catches Nick Kraut, the Rough Riders have been good. They're 5-1 in those six games. 0-1. There's a fly ball lifted into shallow right center field. Ozuna racing in. He tracks it down to make the catch. Three up, three down. First inning for Nick Kraut to open this Independence Day game. Thanks for spending your Thursday evening with us. Rough Riders to the plate next in a scoreless game on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We're to the home half of the first inning on a gorgeous Independence Day in North Texas. Happy to have you along. It's Reed Van Scooter, the right-hander out of New York State, who gets the ball against the Rough Riders on this July 4th. Alejandro Ozuna to start it off, Liam Hicks, and then Josh Hatcher for the Rough Riders. Ozuna, left-handed batter, left-handed pitcher up on the mound as well. And Van Scooter, who looks over the top of his glove, he rocks and fires. And it's at the bottom of the zone for a strike. It's 0-1 on Ozuna, who's had a knack for first-inning hits. He has three doubles this year with the Rough Riders. Here's the wind and the 0-1. That's low and outside. It's one ball and one strike. And he has consistently been able to pick up those hits in the first inning. He has three hits leading off a ball game this year for the Riders. 1-1 offering. That fits on the outside corner for a called strike. It's 1-2. Now the Rough Riders looking for some offense, something they couldn't find in the very pitcher-friendly ballpark of Dickey Stevens Park in Arkansas. They scored just 5 runs in the 3 games in that series. 1-2. That one's flying into center field, sending Polkovich back, still running. He's at the warning track, over his head, and all the way to the track. Ozuna around second. He puts on the brakes, and he's done it again. Another double in the first inning for Alejandro Ozuna. His 4th double of the season in just 5 games for the Rough Riders. And Frisco's cooking already. That one at 99 miles an hour off the bat to dead center field over Polkovich on a 1-2 pitch nonetheless. And he has done a great job setting the table for the Riders. Here's Liam Hicks. Well, Frisco in those 3 games, so they scored just 5 runs, did bat 250 with runners in scoring position. They went 6-for-24. Here's the stretch. And the offering into Hicks. That one's at the top of the zone for a strike with a fastball, and it's 0-1. And so trying to pick up another hit early on in this ball game, and this is the guy you want up, Liam Hicks. He's hitting .368 in the first inning this season. That's the second best in the Texas League this year. Here's the stretch, and Van Scooter deals. Breaking ball simmers away, and it's one ball and one strike. Van Scooter making his second start against the Rough Riders this year. He threw six innings, allowing just one run in his last start. The only run and only hit that he allowed was Cooper Johnson's solo homer. Johnson's back in the lineup, hitting ninth today for the Rough Riders. Van Scooter calls time and steps off. A left-handed batter pinwheels the bat out towards the hill. Van Scooter from the belt looks back towards second. He deals home. Swinging a soft grounder to the right side. A diving stop. Young, he's up to his knee. Throws on to first. It's low, but dug out by Windisch. And Hicks is out at first. Osuna moves down to third on the play. And the Rough Riders now have a runner at third and one out on a really nice play by Cole Young, diving to his right.
Yeah, fantastic play, Zach. And, you know, for Liam Hicks, it's making the first out of this ball game for the Rough Riders offense, but it's a productive one. Moving Osuna up 90 feet, that's been a problem for them as Osuna started him off with some doubles, and they've left him there at second.
Try not to do the same here in the first. Here's Josh Hatcher, and he takes the first pitch, a breaking ball at the top of the zone, outside corner. It's 0-1. Hatcher, the right fielder today for the Rough Riders, batting in the three spot with the absence of Kellen Strom, who was placed on the injured list before today's ball game. Van Scooter rocks back and offers. Off the outside corner, it's one ball and one strike. Van Scooter working from the full windup with a runner at third and one out in the scoreless first. Strom attempted to make a diving catch yesterday in Arkansas and landed a little funky. Was placed on the injured list. Jesus Cepeda was activated. The 1-1 is drilled high in the air, deep to right field. Rodriguez back, and it's off the base of the wall. Osuna scores. Hatcher up to second. He's got his eyes on third. The throw, not in time. It's an RBI double for Josh Hatcher. RBI three-bagger for Hatch, and the Riders have a 1-0 lead. Early on, the Riders get to Van Scooter, something they weren't able to do in his last start against him. Hatcher with his third triple of the season. It drives in the first run today for Frisco. Here's Cody Freeman. Now that ball was hammered at 105 miles an hour exit velocity. Cody Freeman with the infield in now against him. Here's the wind back in the pitch. And Freeman watches at the top of the zone. A strike. It's 0-1. Freeman last year, when Hickory played in their 4th of July game in Winston-Salem, he said it was one of his favorite baseball memories. Here's the 0-1. Down and in. Ford blocks, and it's 1-1. He homered in front of 10,200 in Winston. An incredible crowd at BB&T Ballpark in North Carolina. He is the club leader with 9 homers. Stands back in from the right side. One one. Up and away. 2 balls and 1 strike. Wind blowing out to left field at about 8 miles an hour. It's 97 degrees, so the feels like a 106 today. 2-1 home to Freeman. In the air, foul to the right side. It's 2-2. The Rough Riders scored 2 runs in the first inning yesterday on a 2-run double by Freeman. He's just 2-for-11 in this series, but yeah, that was a big hit yesterday before the Rough Riders eventually fell in that game by a score of 3-2 in 10 innings on a walk-off wild pitch. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He went chasing off the outside corner. A curveball low and away. And Van Scooter strikes out Freeman. Two down for Caber Rodriguez. 1-0. Rough Riders out in front. Rodriguez just 1-for-12 in this series so far. Going to come up with a hit to pick up Hatcher at third. Van Scooter, the 25-year-old out of Rochester, New York, winds and fires. up and away, one ball and no strikes. Van Scooter this year is ninth in the Texas League with a 3.64 ERA. He's been a workhorse, fifth in the league in innings pitched this season as well. Just a hair under 80. Here's the wind and the 1-0 pitch. And that slips up and in, two balls and no strikes. He's 4-6 this year in his 15 starts. Opponents hitting 251 against him. Left-hander with his shoulders square to the first base dugout. Has his sign. And the 2-0. On the outside edge with a breaking ball for a strike, and it's 2-1. Van Scooter will have a lot of fastballs and cutters in his arsenal, but a good slow slider and a changeup as well. He raises his glove, rocks in the 2-1. Foul back. Went with a changeup away there, and it's two balls and two strikes on Rodriguez. Only allowed two base runners in that first six-inning start against the Riders, the Cooper Johnson solo homer, and then a walk to Alex DeGody, who's currently on the Rough Riders injured list. Van Scooter was drafted in the fifth round by the Mariners in 2022 out of Coastal Carolina. He peers over at Hatcher, taking his lead from third. And from the windup, he wheels in the 2-2. It's low and outside in the dirt. Three balls and two strikes now on Rodriguez with two down, 1-0 Rough Riders in the first. Trying to put up a crooked number in this first inning. He rocks home. Down and in, ball four. Rodriguez works a walk. And this lengthy first inning continues for Van Scooter. Aaron Zavala to the plate. This will be the 22nd pitch upcoming for Van Scooter, and Michael Peoples exits the Arkansas dugout. And the pitching coach is going to make an appearance up on the mound to talk to his left-hander. Van Scooter has been good this season, working deep in ball games, especially recently. He went seven innings in his last start at Springfield, allowing just two runs, one of them earned, despite giving up eight hits. And early on, a lot of pitches in this first inning.
Yeah, this here at Riders Field hasn't been as friendly the second time around against this Riders lineup for Reed Van Scooter. As we mentioned earlier, Zach, just one hit allowed across six innings back in mid-April against this Rough Riders group. That one hit was a solo homer by Cooper Johnson. It was the 6-1 win for Arkansas. They're going to have to really lock down if they want to see that same score here on Independence Day.
Yeah, and talking to Ryan Tuntlin, the Rough Riders hitting coach, about that first start, he said our approach wasn't very good against Van Scooter. We're changing that approach around this time, and it's worked so far here in the first. The pitch. That's low and away. Rodriguez runs for second, trying to get into a rundown. He ends up just walking into second base. Rodriguez walks to his fourth steal of the season. And the Riders now have runners at second and third with two down. One ball and no strikes on Zavala. Aaron is 2-for-6 in this series so far with a couple of walks. Base hit could bring in two. The pitch. He swings and grounds it hard, pass to Ivan Young into right center. Hatcher scores. Rodriguez wheels around third, and he comes across to score. Zavala up to second on the throw. Riders lead it 3-0 in the bottom of the first inning. Aaron Zavala cracking it at 101 off the bat, up the middle, and he picks up two with a two-run single. And he's in scoring position now, and the Riders certainly missed the friendly confines offensively. They scored just five runs in three games in Arkansas, and they have three runs in the bottom of the first inning here in game one in this building. Zavala at second base with two down. Here's Max Acosta. Van Scooter deals. Down and in, 1-0. Van Scooter had a 1.59 ERA in his last four starts coming into this one. He'd allowed just one run in each of those starts. He looks back to second and offers in the 1-0. In the air, down the right field line. It's hooking, and it's fair all the way into the corner to the wall. Zavala scores. Acosta stops at second. Another RBI extra base hit. It's now 4-0 Riders in the first inning. Max Acosta with the RBI double as he adds on to his team-leading batting average with runners in scoring position at .353 coming into today. That was sixth in the league. He drives in Aaron Zavala, and Franier Chavez is the batter now for the Rough Riders. This next pitch will be the 26th of this first inning for Van Scooter, and already some mulling about out in the bullpen down the right field line for the Travelers. 4-0 Riders. The pitch to Chavi is low, and it's 1-0, and the Riders are one run away from scoring their three-game total in Arkansas here in the first inning. Here's the stretch by the left-hander and the 1-0 pitch on the way. Breaking ball, grounded foul into the Riders' dugout on the left side. It's 1-1. Van Scooter, who went to Binghamton for his first 2 years of college before he transferred to Coastal Carolina University. He was teammates with current Rough Riders starter Ben Anderson there. Here's the stretch. A look back towards second. And the 1-1. Breaking ball. Strike on the upper edge outside corner, 1-2. Chavez, the switch hitter, batting from the right side. 4-0 Riders, bottom of the first inning. Van Scooter peers in. He's got his signee readies. And the 1-2. Breaking ball, soft roller foul back behind home on a feeble swing by Chavez, protecting. One ball and two strikes. Cooper Johnson in the ninth spot on deck as Chavez is the eighth man the Riders have sent to the plate in this first inning. The pitch. He takes low. Two balls and two strikes on the first baseman today defensively. He's 0-for-4 in the series. Riders not content with their four-run first inning. Van Scooter, his 31st pitch is fouled back, and it's still two balls and two strikes. Couldn't ask for a much better start for the Riders. Nick Krauth with a 1-2-3, 12-pitch first inning, and now putting up four runs of offense in the bottom half of the first. Van Scooter stretches. He deals. Breaking ball, swinging a foul ball again back behind home on the ground, and it's two balls and two strikes. Chavez takes the helmet off. Pops it right back on his head. And what a crowd on hand here at Riders Field. Very few seats available tonight. And time called. Not only that, but there's very little space on the berm either. Especially the left field berm from the InTouch Home Run Terrace all the way out to the edge of the batter's eye in left center. A little bit more green in right center field, but not much. Here's the stretch and the 2-2 pitch. Down and in. We're full at 3-2. Now this next pitch will be the 34th of the inning. And some action out of the Arkansas bullpen as well. Van Scooter readies. And a long hold. Still holding. And he deals. Down and in, ball four. And Chavez, a wonderful plate appearance on the ninth pitch. He works a walk. Runners at first and second now for Cooper Johnson. The ninth man up And that's going to be it for Reed Van Scooter and his start. Well, the Riders chase Van Scooter in the first inning. It's back-to-back games in which the Riders have the starter exit without recording a full inning of work. Riders lead it 4-0. We'll see a new arm out of the bullpen for the Arkansas Travelers, and we'll introduce you to him when we come back. It'll be Raul Alcantara who will take over. We'll step aside for this. Return to the first inning after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We welcome you back to Riders Field as the first inning continues. There are two down with runners at first and second. 4-0, Rough Riders lead it as a lot of fans are enjoying the 4th of July festivities. Cooper Johnson steps in against Raul Alcantara, or Alcantara, I should say, the new pitcher out on the mound. Johnson, the ninth man up in the inning for the Riders. Alcantara deals home. Down and in with a fastball at 96. One ball and no strikes. Johnson has been fantastic against lefties this season. In fact, as we mentioned earlier, he homered against the left-hander Van Scooter in their last meeting between each other. Johnson has four of his six homers this year against lefties and is slugging .720. Against left-handed pitching this year. He said he's just seeing left-handers better this year. Can't really explain it, and he didn't really understand that he was better against lefties before this year. Diving into the numbers a little bit, the pitch, runners go, swinging a foul, throw down to third, not in time. The foul tip back into Ford's glove, and he threw down to third, and a stolen base for Max Acosta. And Franer Chavez, the double steal. Third stolen base of this first inning for the Riders. It's one ball and one strike on Coop. Two runners in scoring position. It's the 14th steal for Acosta. The pitch is lined over short and into left field. Base hit. Acosta in. Chavez flying around third. The throw is cut off, and the Riders just keep pouring it on. Two-run single for Cooper Johnson. It's 6-0 Frisco in the first inning. The Riders on Independence Day with some early fireworks, exploding by batting around in the first. Here's the leadoff man, Alejandro Osuna. What a first inning. Cooper Johnson continues to hit lefties, a two-run single. Here's the stretch in the first pitch to Osuna. On the outside corner with a fastball for a strike, it's 0-1. Osuna began this inning by doubling into center field. Alcantara ready from the stretch, and he lifts the leg, pitches. Outside corner, a strike, it's 0-2. 6-0 Riders in this first inning. It's been a while since we've been able to say it's been this big of an inning for the Rough Riders. Here's the stretch. Long hold by the lefty, the pitch. Breaking ball, hit foul on the ground off Osuna's foot, and it's 0-2 still. This is their first inning of five or more runs since June 16th against Amarillo. That was the last time they scored double-digit runs as well, scoring 12 and a 12-0 win over the Sod Poodles a couple Sundays ago. No balls, two strikes on the center fielder. Lefty from the chest, the pitch. Fouled away to the left side, just flicked off the outside corner. And it's still no balls and two strikes. This long inning continues for the Rough Riders offense. It's now 41 pitches thrown by Arkansas pitchers in the first. Alcantara readies, and the 0-2. Fastball chopped off the plate right to first. Windisch has got it. He steps on the bag and ends the inning. But what an inning it was for the Rough Riders. Six runs across on five hits. No errors and one runner left on base. The Rough Riders lead it 6-0 to the top of the second inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Well, Nick Kraut has to be feeling pretty good about things after a 1-2-3 first. The Rough Riders bought him six runs in the bottom half of the first inning. The Riders scored four, make it five runs in their three games in Arkansas, and they put up six in the bottom half of the first inning alone. Here's Alberto Rodriguez leading it off. In the top of the second inning, it was a 12-pitch first inning for Nick Kraut. Rodriguez just 1-for-12 in the first three games of the series in the first pitch. A curveball just inside 1-0. That curveball has been the best pitch for Nick Kraut this season. He has his highest percentage of strikeouts on that curveball, the pitch. And that's at the top of the zone for a strike with a slider. It's now 1-1. Well, in addition to that, opponents are hitting just 159 off that pitch. The 1-1. He puts it at the bottom of the zone for a strike. And it's 1-2. He throws his sinker most often, but opponents are hitting 330 off of that pitch. It's been more curveball heavy recently. He winds in the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Nasty pitch down low and inside in the curve. He strikes out Rodriguez. One away on the first K for Kraut. Here's Hogan Windisch now. Windisch, the right-handed batter. If you missed us talking about it in Arkansas, Windisch last Tuesday hit a four-homer game in Springfield. Seven home runs on the season for him. Here's the windback in the pit. That's on the inside corner. Another curve at the knees for a strike. It's 0-1. Windisch hitting just 215 on the season, but he's been a much better player away from home. The pitch, that's way outside, and it's 1-1. The home-road splits for Windisch are rather startling, and if you know anything about Dickie Stevens Park in Arkansas, it's a very pitcher-friendly ballpark. 1-1. Swinging a pop-up out into shallow left. Rodriguez going back. Zavala coming in, sprinting in. He calls off Rodriguez, makes the catch, and those two crash into each other. And they're all right. Zavala ends up pulling it in. A fly out to left field, two outs, and here is Victor Labrada. Left-handed batter. Top of the second inning, 6-0 Rough Riders. There's the wind and the pitch. That's up and outside on the curveball, and it's one ball and no strikes. Wind is flying out there, but his OPS is remarkably higher on the road. The 1-0 is inside. It's two balls and no strikes. An over 350-point difference at home and on the road. It'll be fun to watch this series. 2-0 pitch. Just outside. Missing with the back door. Three balls and no strikes. This wonderful crowd on 4th of July. Hoping to celebrate a Riders win, and they're off to a pretty good start. 3-0. That fits on the outside corner for a strike. 3-1. Labrada playing in his ninth game here at the AA level, coming up from High A Everett. 3-1. Up and away for ball four, and Krauth walks Labrada. Two-out base runner, the first of the day for Arkansas, and that brings Caden Polkovich to the plate. Labrada spent the last four seasons in Everett, and now finally up here with AA Arkansas. 6-0 Frisco, top of the second. Left-handed batter in Polkovich. Returning to Riders Field for his fourth year, the pitch. Ground ball up the middle, skips off the mound, right to the shortstop, Rodriguez, who's got it, takes it to the second base bag and retires the side. No runs across, on no hits, no errors, and a runner left on in the second. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's the Rough Riders 6, and the Travelers nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're in the home half of the second inning. It's Mac, who's our junior PA today. A return of the Mac here on July 4th, who, of course, went viral for his Riders run, going back and forth on the Riders run on the warning track. There's Liam Hicks to start off the bottom of the second. It's 6-0 Rough Riders. Raul Alcantara deals home, and it's a fastball that slips across the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Great to have Mac at batting practice last week. Hang out a little bit. Alcantara peels back into his wine in the 0-1. That's fouled back into the netting, and it's 0-2. What a first inning it was for the Rough Riders, scoring 6 runs on 5 hits. Just scoring 5 runs the last 3 games, and 6 runs in the first inning tonight. Taking care of runners in scoring position, they went 4-for-6 in those situations. 0-2 is fought off the fist, a shallow fly ball into right field, but Rodriguez is right there to make the catch. One away. Hicks has made 2 of the 4 outs so far for the Rough Riders. And here's Josh Hatcher, who smacked an RBI triple off the base of the wall in right field back in the first inning. 6-0 Frisco, bottom of the second. Pull side shift on the infield against Hatcher. And the offering in. Fouled back. 0-1. Not surprising to see Josh Hatcher swing first pitch. He's batting .472 with an over .700 slugging percentage on the first pitch this season. The second most aggressive on the team of putting the first pitch in play. 0-1. He swings and misses, and it's 0-2. He does have the highest swing and miss rate in the Texas League, though. And when he hits it hard. No balls and two strikes on him. Alcantara fires. Check swing. Strike three called. Got him on the outside corner. Now Hatcher down on strikes, and there are two down in the second inning for Cody Freeman, who struck out swinging in the first. In that first inning, it was a Hatcher RBI triple. Aaron Zavala, two-run single. Max Acosta, RBI double. And a Cooper Johnson, two-run single that provided the offense for the Rough Riders. Pitch home. That misses away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Six runs on five hits in that first inning for the Riders. Alcantara peels back and deals in. A fly ball lifted into right center field. Rodriguez cutting over. He's there, and he makes the grab to retire the side. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Raul Alcantara in the second. We go to the top of the third. It's 6-0. Riders lead it. Luke Maley takes over on the mic when we come back to the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Stars and Stripes Weekend, presented by Leaderboard Signs and Graphics, opens up on the 4th of July. So make sure to join the Rough Riders for the biggest fireworks show of the season, powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. Enjoy half-price drinks and great baseball at Riders Field on Thursday, July 4th. Celebrate America all weekend long with fireworks and fun each night from Thursday, July 4th through Saturday, July 6th as the Rough Riders face off against the Mariners-affiliated Arkansas Travelers. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Yeah. Hi, it's Alex Degody, thanking all Rough Rider fans for your support. Let's ride. Any bills she can't front, her parents paid it. The show was
fun. You the only one in the car. Top of the third inning. Alongside Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley. Nick Krauth is back on the hill. He goes to work against Ben Ramirez in his first pitch. Lines over the top of the plate. Ball to strike. Nick Krauth has used just 26 pitches now as he misses downstairs with a fastball. It took Reed Van Scooter 34 pitches to retire two outs in that first. Alcantara has used 16. Pitch home, and this one fouled back out of play. Ramirez behind. Ball and two strikes. On a two-strike count, Ramirez will have to shorten up. He's 1-for-6 with 3 punch-outs in the series as he takes one down and in. It's skipped in, gloved by Johnson behind the plate. Ben Ramirez enters today hitting just .225 on the year, but over his last 12 games has found a bit of a surge, hitting .275. Pitch home. This one hit high in the air, back to right. Hatcher arranging a couple steps to his right. And in front of the track, he's there to make an underhand grab. Hatcher misjudged it just a bit, but didn't have any problems making the adjustment, and there's one away. In steps Morgan McCullough in the midst of his first season in the Mariners organization. Despite being drafted by the Mariners, he was a native of the Seattle area. The Mariners, his favorite team growing up, called his name out of high school, but he decided he wanted to play college ball at Oregon. Bounce from the left side and takes a curveball just off the outer edge to the lefty, 1-0. So he committed to Oregon and transferred out. The right-hander kicks and fires. There's a tapper foul that evens things at 1-1. He then played a year at Chippewa Community College before finishing his college career at Alabama. The 1-1 misses well outside. That time a changeup from the Rough Riders righty. And he started his professional career in 2019 with the Angels. There's another breaking ball that stays a bit high, 3-1. And after that didn't quite work out, he played in independent baseball in the American Association with the the Kansas City Monarchs, that is, in 2021. As he shoots one to the left side, in the air, Zavala ranging to the wall, and it carries all the way off the base of it. Extra bases for Morgan McCullough. And there's the first hit. It comes with one away in the top of the third for Arkansas. It looked like a routine play for Zavala, and he kept drifting back and back and back, and before you knew it, he was out of room. Clanked off the bottom of the wall, and the first hit allowed by Kraut today as a one-out double to the bottom of the card. Well, Harry Ford, the number two prospect in the Mariners organization, digs in. Second time against Kraut. He popped up to Caber Rodriguez, the shortstop, who made a sliding grab for the first down of this ballgame. Kraut working from the stretch. He lifts the leg and comes home, and he hit four. Lost control, and it ran inside on the right-handed hitter. And the Travelers have first and second with one gone. Well, back to the story for Morgan McCullough, who stands at second base. He played with the Kansas City Monarchs of the American Association in 2021 after being released by the Angels. But during his time there, he shined, and he caught the eyes of a Royals scout. They decided to give him a chance. Spent the last two seasons inside the Royals organization, seeing time here in the Texas League with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals over the last 2 years. Played 108 games across those 2 years for the Naturals. The first pitch to Cole Young runs a bit outside. That time the cutter from Kraut. And then released by the Royals, picked up quickly by the Mariners organization, and he stands at second base. The 1-0 is fouled back, out of play. It'll find its way into the seats on the third base side. That evens things at a ball and a strike. Harry Ford was the 12th overall selection in 2021. Originally from Kennesaw, Georgia. North Cobb High School. He was committed to play at Georgia Tech as he shoots one down the left field line, and it's twisting foul. Fan nearly made a nice play, reaching over the railing. It's nothing more than a long strike, 1-2. But he elected to turn pro. I'd say it's a good decision, as he was named the starting catcher in the Mariners' spring breakout game and then earned an invite, a non-roster invite, to Major League spring training this year. And is off to a great start, just being named to the Futures game coming up next week in Arlington at Globe Life. He flares one off to the left side again. Long run for Zavala, and that'll drop in and shoot over off the wall. Zavala lost his balance. One run in to score. McCullough comes down from second to start the scoring for Arkansas. It's 6-1. Harry Ford darts over to third base, and Cole Young has himself an extra base hit, his second double of the series. Mentioned Cole Young out of North Cobb High School there in Kennesaw, Georgia. That's a high school that has some notable alumni. including Darren Waller, just retired from the National Football League, a tight end. First pitch to Brock Rodden, a breaking ball runs downstairs. As well as the late Ron Lester, passed away back in 2016 here in Dallas, Texas. Now, Lester was an actor that starred in a very familiar show, Varsity Blues. The 1-0 is smacked up this way. It'll carry into the concourse. Rodden sees an even 1-1 count as the designated hitter today. Flew out to center to end the first inning his last time. But in Varsity Blues, Ron Lester played the character Billy Bob. Also starred in the 1997 comedy film, that is, Good Burger. The 1-1, tapped on the ground right side and foul. Also in Freaks and Geeks, Ron Lester had himself a pretty good run in Hollywood. 1-2 now on the left-handed hitting Brock Rodden. Morgan McCullough has already scored. It's runners at second and third. Harry Ford at third base. Behind him, Cole Young at second after the double. Just one out here in this top of the third. Pitch home. Got him looking. Rodden down on strikes. Curveball on the outer edge. The first strikeout looking for Nick Kraut. The second of this start for him. And there are two gone here in the third. Riders pushed across six runs as part of a five-hit bottom of the first. Now 6-1 after the RBI double from Cole Young. Pitch home to Alberto Rodriguez is called a strike. Again, the curveball from Kraut. That curveball, arguably the best pitch that Kraut has to bring. Rodriguez, the number 20 prospect in the Mariners organization. He awaits the 0-1 and takes downstairs for ball one, even at a ball and a strike. Rodriguez in the series, just 1-for-12. He does have an RBI and a run scored, but his strikeout in the second inning marked his eighth in just four games here in the series. He's been struggling to put the ball in play. The 1-1 glides just off the outer edge, back to the curveball for Kraut. And it's a 2-1 advantage for the left-handed hitting right fielder tonight. Kraut with the glove pinned to his chest. Rocks and delivers. Just misses downstairs, that time with the slider. 3-1, and Kraut at risk of walking his second of the outing. He hit a batter earlier in the frame. That was Harry Ford. He stands at third. Walk here would load the bases for the Travelers. The pitch home, and he lost him. Missed downstairs with that sweeper. Second walk issued by Kraut, and that'll prompt a player called meeting on the back of the hill. The entire Rough Riders infield will converge. It's 6-1, Rough Riders, but a lot of baseball left to play, and the Travelers have them loaded. With two gone here in this top of the third. And in steps Hogan Windisch, the reigning Texas League Player of the Week. Zach mentioned earlier in this game his first trip to the plate in which he flew out to Aaron Zavala and left. Windisch had his fifth career multi-homer game, and he did it with some flash. Four homers against the Springfield Cardinals. Just narrowly missed the home run cycle. He had a grand slam. He had a solo home run. Just missed the three-run shot. He had two-run blasts, netting nine RBI in a game in which the Travelers won, scoring nine runs. The first offering to him is hit high in the air out to shallow left field. Zavala ranging in, now darts to his left. Now Osuna over from center field. He's there to make the play, bailing out Zavala, who lost it in the light blue skies. But the inning comes to a close. It's one run on two hits, both doubles for the Travelers. No errors. They leave them loaded. We had the last of this third inning. Riders two up, leading 6-1 on the Riders Baseball Network. you can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShip. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Last of the third inning, the Rough Riders on top of the Travelers, 6-1. Raul Alcantara is back on the hill after allowing a two-run single on the first battery faced in that first inning, coming on in relief of Reed Van Scooter through 34 pitches. He has sat down four consecutive riders with a strikeout. It gets Caber Rodriguez to open the bottom of the third. Lefty kicks and fires, missed well inside, a fastball at 95. Alcantara being asked to do a little bit more than he did back on Tuesday, pitching just one inning against the Riders, issuing a walk and picking up a strikeout. But it's a load that he can handle as he kicks and fires. Rodriguez fires it on a line back at him. Alcantara able to knock it down. He jogs over to first base and underhand flips to Hogan Windisch. There's one away. And the reason that Alcantara can handle a long relief type of role, because last year at High A Everett, he started 23 games out of his 24 appearances. He went 5-6 with a 6.35 ERA in 107.2 innings of work. Lefty kicks home to a fellow lefty in Aaron Zavala, who watches a called strike. Last year, he struck out 140 batters, which was the second most in the Northwest League. Lefty rocks and delivers to Zavala, a wave and a miss, and it's quickly 0-2. Zavala delivered a two-run single as part of that six-run opening frame for the Riders. Later came around to score. Broken bat for Zavala as he flares it off to the left side. He'll have to make the walk back to the third base dugout that the Riders call home. Grab himself a new weapon. 96 in on the hands. That's a recipe for getting sawed off. Likely would have been called a strike if it's taken by Zavala. So he did a nice job spoiling that 0-2 pitch. Zavala has picked up a pair of multi-hit games over his last five games after going 18 consecutive in the month of June without notching two hits in a single game, offering runs down and away from Alcantara, and it's 1-2. Aaron Zavala's put himself in another really nice position to pick up his second multi-hit game of the series, his third in his last six games after that first inning two-run single. The 1-2 on its way, shot foul, back out of play on the left to home plate. Over that 18-game stretch, Zavala also didn't record any extra base hits, but over his last seven, he's got a pair of doubles. The 1-2, missed high and away. And Zavala pulls back to even at 2-2. Left-hander waves the bat over his left shoulder. Alcantara has his sign. He rocks and delivers. Swing and a miss. A stellar-looking slider. And Alcantara has his second strikeout of his relief appearance. There are two away here in the bottom of the third. 3rd time the Riders have struck out tonight. There comes Max Acosta. Alcantara gave up that 2-run single to Cooper Johnson. Both the runs charged to Reed Van Scooter, who went just 2 outs. As Acosta flares it into center field, high enough for Polkovich to run under it. And there's the frame. A fly out to center caps it off. Make it 7 in a row for Raul Alcantara. Retired in this Riders lineup. It's no runs on no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the 4th inning. Riders on top, 6-1 with the Travelers due up when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maxi Macosa, and you're listening to Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
Riders clinging to a 6-1 advantage here in the top of the 4th inning. Alongside Zach Bigley, Luke Maley with you. Here from Riders Field on a beautiful night for baseball on the 4th of July. The first offering to Labrada is cut on and missed. And Krauth ahead, 0-1. Victor Labrada worked a walk in the 2nd inning but was stranded at first base. That walk came as the first base runner for the Travelers against Krauth. Came with 2 away in that top of the 2nd. Krauth rocks and delivers. The pitch just missed the inner edge at 90 miles an hour. Victor Labrada joined the Travelers on June 25th as he laces one to the right side, and it's past Acosta at second base into right. A leadoff single for Victor Labrada, his 3rd hit of the series. He's now reached safely in both trips to the plate against Nick Krauth. And in steps Caden Polkovich, who bounced out to Kaber Rodriguez his last time up. That came to end that top of the 2nd inning. Polkovich bats from the left side. The offering home, and he chops it on the ground, but foul on the first base side. Polkovich was drafted after one season at Oklahoma State after playing his first 2 years of college baseball at Northwest Florida State College. His dad, a former big leaguer, Kevin Polkovich, playing a couple of seasons. As there's a bouncer back to the hill, Krauth able to snare it. He goes to first to double up Victor Labrada. double play. And it goes 1-3, and there's quickly a pair of outs. That ball hung up for Nick Kraut on a line off the bat of Kevin Polkovich. And there are two away. The leadoff base runner erased. And Ben Ramirez digs in from the left side. Watches a called strike. Cutter over the outer edge. Right-hander kicks and delivers. Just missed upstairs. Even at 1-1. Ramirez opened the top of the third inning with a fly out to right field. He watches another one. Perfectly executed pitch from Kraut. There's the sweeper down and away to the left-handed hitter. Just caught the corner. And Ramirez protects the 1-2. Fisted into right center field. That'll drop in a base hit. And Ben Ramirez has his second hit of the series, his first of the night against Nick Kraut. Second of the inning, but after the double play, in much better shape is Nick Kraut, who's ready to throw his 60th pitch. It'll come to Morgan McCullough. McCullough doubled to get that third inning going. Came around to score the lone run of the game to this point for Arkansas. It's the first pitch breaking ball is called a strike right over the heart of the plate. Morgan McCullough is the lone traveler to appear in a game this series that has yet to strike out. Kraut picks over to first, a close play. Back in safely goes Ramirez on a dime. The Travelers have struck out twice tonight against Nick Kraut, totaling 41 strikeouts across the four games in this series. Pitch home, also called a strike. There's the curveball at the top of the zone. And it's 0-2, the left-handed hitting shortstop. Back on Wednesday, the Rough Riders won 2-0 in extra innings. And the Rough Riders pitching staff set a new season high with 17 punch-outs as the pitch runs down and in to the left-handed hitter. Cola works it to a ball and two strikes. Ramirez has his lead at first. Slight pull side shift on the Rough Riders infield for the left-handed hitter. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Now every traveler to appear in this series has gone down via the strikeout. Kraut works a scoreless top of the fourth. It's no runs on two hits, no errors, and one stranded. We head to the last of the fourth inning. 6-1 our score. Riders on top on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Covered Wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Ben Franklin here to talk to you about water filtration. Unfiltered water in your home is no joke. Did you know tap water can shorten the life of your pipes and even worse, be dangerous to your family's health? Our punctual plumbers can install a whole home system that filters water before it enters your pipes. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 877-BEN-1776 to request an appointment.
Go with the flow, the local pros, call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Riders on top of the Travelers by a 6-1 score. It's the 8-9-1 batters due up for the Riders here in the frame. Raul Alcantara is on the hill. He has sat down seven consecutive Rough Riders, dating back to the final out of that first inning. A six-run first for the Riders. He gets Franer Chavez from the right side. The first pitch just misses a bit outside, a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Franer Chavez, we've seen the majority of the year hit from the left side, but hitting on the right side of the plate with a left-hander on the hill. Offering home is taken downstairs, 96 that time from Alcantara. Chavez began learning how to switch hit at the age of 12. He moved to Texas a couple of years later from Valencia. As the pitch home is laced into left center field, that'll drop in, a base hit for Chavez. Riders have the leadoff man aboard. Chavi from Valencia, Venezuela. Attended high school nearby Little Elm High School and forced himself to learn English. His first year here, he said, I'm only going to speak English. And within the year, he felt like he was fluent. He was able to communicate with his teammates. As Cooper Johnson digs in with one on and nobody out, he laces one into left center field. That'll get down. Chavi rounding second. He's headed for third. Now Johnson trying to dig for two. The throw, not in time. Cooper Johnson does it again. The Riders have him at second and third after the double by Cooper Johnson. Boy, has he been good against left-handers this year. Entering tonight, and this number only going up for Cooper after a two-run single in the first and now a double here in the fourth. But entering tonight, his OPS against left-handers was 1.144, which if you look at the big league level against lefties, would slate in second behind only Aaron Judge. Alejandro Osuna at the top of the car, waves and misses at the first offering. The Travelers pull the infield in with nobody out and runners at second and third for the Riders. They already lead 6-1. Osuna from the left side, the pitch home, another wave and a miss on a pitch at the top of the zone. It's 0-2. Osuna batting for the third time in this game. Both of his first trips came in that first inning. He doubled and scored and then ended the frame with a ground out to first. He just waves the end of the bat at it. This one looping on Polkovich, but he ranges in to make the grab. His throw home keeps Chavez at bay there at third. Osuna in his best effort at trying to flare one in and nearly got it to drop in front of Polkovich, but it hung up just a second too long as the center fielder came charging in to make the grab. Liam Hicks, who's 0-2 to this point, faces Alcantara for the second time. He's grounded out and then most recently flown out against Alcantara. Left-hander ready to face the lefty at Hicks and hits a squibber to the third base side. Ramirez throw home is in time. Chavi gunned down at the plate as Hicks reaches on the 5-2 fielder's choice. The Riders now have him at first and third, but a big second out for Raul Alcantara.
Well, up five runs, the contact play on there, so Chavez, as soon as contact was made, trying to get home. Probably the right move, a good throw, and even better tag by the catcher Ford.
Yeah, it was a slow roller out there. It was by no means an easy play for Ramirez to make at the high corner. Fielded it cleanly, delivered a strike. Here's Josh Hatcher who squares to Bonnie, lays down a nice one. Here comes Johnson to the plate. They're going to let it roll, and that is a fair ball. Josh Hatcher doing it all tonight. He lays down a beautiful bunt in his third trip to the plate. And the LEDs here at Riders Field read, I love bunts. Bunts are awesome.
That indeed. And that one goes to David Bicknell, the Rough Riders ground screw. And wonderful job keeping that one fair right down the third baseline.
So Josh Hatcher now is 2-for-3 tonight with an RBI triple his first time. This time it's an RBI base hit bunt. And here comes Cody Freeman. Riders on top 7-1 now here in this fourth. The first offering to Freeman is flared on the right side. Windisch, the first baseman, going back, and he makes a back-pedaling snag. That'll end the Riders' threat. They do get a run. It comes on 3 hits, no errors, and they leave 2 stranded. We've played 4. It's the Riders on top of the Travelers, 7-1. When we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, you'll hear the voice of Zach Bigley.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Covered Wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
Fans cheering on Mack here as he completes the Riders' run on a beautiful 4th of July. He goes coast to coast from left field to right field and back. Awesome to have Mack back here in Riders Field. So Nick Krauth ready to go into the top of the 5th inning. It's 7-1 Rough Riders. On Independence Day, Harry Ford 0-for-1 today with a hit by pitch at the top of the card. It's the third time through for the Travelers. Krauth offers. Curveball low and away, 1-0. The Rough Riders with 6 runs in the bottom of the first inning. Arkansas coming back in the top of the 3rd with a tally, and then the Riders answering in the bottom of the 4th. 1-0. That one's lifted into center field, hit well. Osuna tracing back at the warning track over his head, bounces up over the wall. At least he said so, though he picked it up and fired it back in. And yes, it did bounce up over the wall and then back onto the field of play. So it's a ground rule double for Harry Ford to begin the 5th. That ball was pasted at 101 miles an hour exit velocity into center field. 7-1, Rough Riders lead it. Top of the 5th inning. That's the 5th hit today for the Mariners affiliate. Cole Young with an RBI double back in the 3rd. He stands in now for his 3rd at-bat of the day. Krauth working on 65 pitches as he goes in the 5th inning. Looking to complete 5 here and be in line for the victory. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Here's the stretch and the offering. That's down and in. A check swing, and he did not go. It's 1 ball and no strikes. Great to have July 4th back here at Riders Field for the 2nd consecutive year. Here's the stretch. And a pitch. Flared out into left, down the line. Zavala on the run, can't get there. It drops in. Ford up to 3rd. Now the throw goes to 2nd, and Young is caught and tagged out. Acosta nabs him. Young thought he could try to sneak into 2nd base with Zavala throwing it into 3rd, but he didn't even slide into 2nd, trying to reverse his field and get into a rundown And down by five, that's a tough way to have the first out here in the fifth inning. Down by six now, I should say. It's 7-1 Riders. So one down in this single. And then it's 7-6-4 on the putout. One away, runner at third for Brock Rodden. The pitch, a swing and a foul at the plate, and it's 0-1. And Nick Krauth continues to throw well tonight. Not a large strikeout number for him today, but a lot of balls put in play against him. And continuing to throw strikes. He readies and brings in the 0-1. Hard ground ball up the middle. Acosta dives, knocks it down, leaks out into center field off the edge of his glove. Rodden is safe and Ford scores. It's an RBI single for Brock Rodden, and it's now 7-2. Rough Riders lead it. And that ball was hit hard enough that Acosta had to dive off to his right. It just went off the edge of his glove. So 7-2, Riders out in front. Now the Rough Riders are hosting their 12th July 4th game in their 21 years in the franchise's history. Here's the stretch. And the offering in to Rodriguez is at the top of the zone for a strike. It's 0-1. Rough Riders are 13-7 on July 4th games. 0-1 offering home. Curveball way outside, slipped out of his hand, and it's 1-1. Funny enough, as the Rough Riders play Arkansas again this year, this is the sixth time that the Riders have matched up with the Travelers on July 4th. It's the most head-to-head meetings that they've had against any one team in their franchise's history on Independence Day. Pitch just shuttles low of the zone, and it's 2-1. And that's even more funny when you think about the fact that Arkansas is not even in the Riders' division. They're a North Division team. The Riders have seen them a lot over the last few years. Two balls and one strike on Rodriguez. The pitch home. That sits on the outside corner, a called strike, and it's 2-2. Rough Riders, 7 runs on 8 hits and no errors today. Arkansas, 2 runs on 7 hits and no errors today. With one out, the 2-2 on the way. Swinging a hot liner down the right side, a fair ball rolling into the corner. Rodden on his horse, he's around second, up to third. He gets the windmill home, and there is no throw to the plate. It's an RBI double for Alberto Rodriguez, and it's now 7-3, Rough Riders lead. Rodden scoring all the way from first on that line drive down the right field line. Rodriguez with his second hit of the series. And all of a sudden, the offense has come alive here in game one of this split series in Frisco. John Goble comes out of the dugout, and he'll go have a chat with Nick Krauth. We mentioned how the Rough Riders had just scored 5 runs in the first 3 games of this series in Arkansas. Well, the Travelers hadn't fared much better, just 7 runs of offense in the 3 games. And so 3 runs in this game for the Travelers, and the Rough Riders with 7 in a much more hitter-friendly environment here in Frisco. The Rough Riders starters have been phenomenal in this series of the first 3 games, allowing just 2 runs over their 16 combined innings. That's a 1-1-3 ERA. And Krauth hoping to finish this 5th. He's working on 74 pitches right now. Nobody currently up and throwing in the Rough Riders bullpen, but there's some stretching, some milling around. Hogan Windisch stands in from the right side. 7-3, Rough Riders lead it, top of the 5th inning. Offering in. Inside, he hit him. Krauth hits him with a changeup. Rodriguez at second base. He stays there. Hogan Windisch down to first on the hit by pitch. That brings Victor Labrada to the plate. And this could get very interesting pretty quickly. Just a 4-run game right now. Labrada's reached twice today. Grouth readies. He flicks it home. There's a ground ball up the middle, and that's into center field for a base hit. Rodriguez up to third. He gets the wave home. The throw from Hatcher's not in time. It's an RBI single for Labrada, and it's now 7-4 Rough Riders lead. Three runs in the inning for Arkansas. Windisch up to second. Third time reaching for Labrada today on the ground ball into right field. And here's Caden Polkovich, the left-handed batter, and now we start to see some action out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders. It's Skyler Hales who starts to throw. The fireballer. Polkovich has reached on a fielder's choice and lined into a double play today. And Cooper Johnson gets up from behind the plate in the crouch and walks out to the mound to chat with Crouth. Crouth had done a really good job this year not allowing a high batting average with runners in scoring position. Opponents just hitting .239 against him with runners in scoring position this year. But the Travelers today are 4-for-6 in those situations. Rough Riders were 4-for-6 in the first inning and alone and are now a total of 5-for-10 on the day. They still lead it 7-4. We play in the top of the fifth inning. Runners at first and second and one down. Crowd still in good shape with a pitch count at 76 pitches, trying to wiggle his way out of this fifth inning. And now here comes Carlos Cardoza. He's not going to get an opportunity to do that. So for the first time in his last six starts, he fails to go 5 2/3 innings. Crouth removed here in the fifth, and Skyler Hales will make his way to the mound. Riders lead it 7-4 in the fifth inning with two aboard and one out. We step aside for this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field ball. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Out of the pitching change, the Rough Riders turn to Skyler Hales on the mound. Nick Crouth done after 4 2/3 innings in his start. And it's the right-hander out of Santa Clara who makes his third appearance with the Rough Riders. He's been really good in the very limited time that he's been with Frisco. 3 2/3 shutout innings with 9 strikeouts. He inherits 2 runners, and the first pitch is high and away to Polkovich. It's 1 and no strikes. On a back pick down to first, not in time. Polkovich is 0-2 today. Left-handed batter. The right-hander Hales will throw as hard as 100 miles an hour. He brings it home. That's just off the plate. At 94, it's 2 and no strikes. A two-pitch pitcher, Hales will go with a slider in the upper 80s, and that really good fastball. He readies and brings it home. Swinging a line drive, looped foul down the right side. It's 2-1. A nice catch by a fan down there. One of the things that makes him so effective is the angle in which he throws at. It's not quite a low three-quarters arm slot, but it's low enough to make it really uncomfortable for right-handed batters especially. Pitch to Polkovich. Swinging a foul in and out of Johnson's glove. We're even at two balls and two strikes now with two aboard and one out. Play in the top of the fifth inning, 7-4 Rough Riders. And he is a welcome addition to this team. And talking to the Rough Riders staff, immediately when it was announced that he was coming up here, they said, get ready for a good fastball on a guy who can immediately insert into the back end of this bullpen. He deals the 2-2. Swinging a ground ball, foul up the first baseline. It's two balls and two strikes. And coming in this situation is Carlos Cardoza saying, this is not a back end of the bullpen kind of day for Hales. This is a high leverage situation where he needs to come in and shut this rally down for Arkansas right now. And it's, you know, the old adage in baseball of would you rather have your best pitcher throw in the ninth inning or throw in the biggest spot in the game? And this is more than likely the biggest spot in the game so far with two aboard, tying run at the plate in the fifth inning. 2-2. Swinging a fly ball, hooked foul down the right field line. It's still two balls and two strikes on Kaden Polkovich. Seven-four, Riders lead it. Top of the fifth. Hales looks in. Black glove at the belt. He's got his sign. The pitch. Swinging a line drive out to second. Acosta's got it on to second. And they got the double play. Skyler Hales comes in and gets the double play to get out of the fifth inning. And just three runs come across to score. Riders lead at 7-4. We go bottom fifth next on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We're to the home half of the fifth inning. The Rough Riders out in front by a score of 7-4. Happy to have you along. Hope you're enjoying your Independence Day. It's been a really fun day for baseball so far here in Frisco. The Riders leading 7-4. Kaber Rodriguez starts it off, and the first pitch on the way is high. One ball and no strikes from the new man out on the hill. It's a new man here in this game, but a very familiar face. It's Jake Haber, Maryville, Illinois native. He's ready, and he brings it in. Swinging a grounder foul back behind home, and it's 1-1. Haber is now pitching for his fifth season in Arkansas. Right-hander has seen plenty of the Rough Riders over the years. One ball and one strike. There's the stretch and the pitch home. Breaking ball at the top of the zone for a strike, and it's 1-2 on the Riders' shortstop, who's 0-for-1 today with a walk and a run scored. This year, Haber battling some injuries. He's making just his fifth appearance with Arkansas this year at 9.82 ERA. His ERA in Arkansas year by year has dwindled further and further down, which is obviously a good thing. Here's the stretch. And the 1-2 pitch on the way. Breaking ball tagged in the air off the fist out into left. Labrada coming in, and he's there to make the catch. One away on a flyout to left field in the fifth inning, and the Riders leading 7-4. Here's Aaron Zavala. Haber had an over 6 ERA in 2021, then an under 6 ERA, under 5.5 ERA in 2022, on an ERA close to 4 in 2023. And just has not been able to start the season healthy this year. Pitch to Zavala, that's up. And it's one ball and no strikes. A two-run single for Zavala back in the first inning. Struck out in the third. He was brought back to the team on June 11th, coming off the injured list. 1-0. Fouled back. One ball and one strike on Zavala. It's a team that has pitched really well in Arkansas. They've just struggled to score runs. Very similar to the Rough Riders, although the Rough Riders pitching staff has been next level, and that led them to lead the Texas League in ERA and have one of the best bullpens in the minors. 1-1. Check swing on a pitch down and in, and he did not go. It's two balls and one strike. Arkansas had a really good opportunity to win the first half in the Texas League North. They had 3 days where they could clinch with a magic number of one, and could not in any of those instances. Here's the stretch and the pitch. That's up and outside. Three balls and one strike. They lost their last two games of the season while Springfield overcame a 2.5-game deficit in the last 3 days and basically stole the division title from them in the first half. Here's the stretch by the right-hander in the 3-1. Inside, ball four, and Zavala works a walk. So had things gone a little bit differently, you would be looking at the matchup between the first half champions and the two respective divisions in the Texas League, but not so much. Max Acosta takes his turn now. Acosta, an RBI double in the first, and later came in to score. He flew out to center field in the third. 7-4 Rough Riders. We play in the bottom of the fifth. Pitch home. Top of the zone with a fastball for a strike. 0-1. Acosta, right-handed batter. Zavala leads from first. 4-for-7 in steals this year, and Acosta calls time and steps out. It's always fun to have July 4th and all the wonderful things that surround it here in this country. A lot of these guys talking to him didn't have the same July 4th experiences that others did growing up. The 0-1. Check swing. And he didn't go off the outside corner. It's 1-1. Simply because of the fact that a lot of the American players were playing baseball every 4th of July growing up. I'm talking to Zavala before the game today. He said, we usually either had a trip to Seattle or Reno during 4th of July. He said it was always baseball. 1-1. Low and outside. Two balls and one strike. And so thanks for spending your 4th of July this year enjoying a little bit of baseball with us. There's no better way to celebrate it. Acosta in the 7th spot of the order. Here's the stretch by the right-hander in the 2-1. In the air, down the right field line. Rodriguez tailing over towards the line. He's got room, and he makes the catch in foul ground. Zavala tags, but bluffs his way onto second, heads back into first. Fly out to right field, two down in the fifth inning, and Freiner Chavez makes his way to the plate. Chavez has reached twice today with a single in the fourth and a walk and a run scored in the first inning. The single was his first hit of the series after a very limited stint up in AAA. Playing just one game with Round Rock before coming back down here to Frisco. First offering. Takes it right down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. Chavi has been so versatile for the Rough Riders this year, playing at first base defensively today. He's played all four infield positions. 0-1. He swings and puts it in the air down the left field line, but it tails foul towards the Riders' bullpen. Just over Andy Rodriguez out of the pen. He tried to leap up and make the catch. 0-2. Somebody out there has the ball, holding it up and trying to get the crowd pumped up. It was Ricky DeVito, and they toss it into the stands. 0-2 pitch is just outside. 1-2. If you want to get this crowd hyped up, offer a baseball. That's certainly the way to do it. Sticking around here on Stars and Stripes Night, presented by Rhythm Energy, for post-game fireworks, presented by Pyro Shows of Texas. 1-2. Swinging a chopper up the middle is shortstop McCullough to his left. He fields and throws out Chavez to retire the side in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We go top six. Rough Riders leading 7-4 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
An incredible crowd on a beautiful night for baseball on the 4th of July. Into the top of the 6th inning, and Skylar Hale is back out on the mound after inducing a double play in the 5th. Ben Ramirez, Morgan McCullough, Harry Ford, 8-9-1 due up against him. He's from the stretch, and he offers home. Swinging a foul back into Cooper Johnson's glove, it's 0-1. Skylar Hale has always gone from the stretch his entire career. He said he's never once pitched from the windup. Said, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Why not? He whips it home. That one's set in the air out to center field and shallow. Osuna charges in, now retraces his steps a little bit, makes the catch. One out for Morgan McCullough, who doubled back in the third. He's 1-for-2. Line is closed on Nick Crowth. He allowed 4 runs over 4 and 1/3 innings. On 9 hits, struck out 3 and walked 2. Pitch to McCullough, just outside. 1-0. It's been a pretty tight zone tonight for Sean Sparling, our home plate umpire. Stretch of the pitch, up and outside, 2-0. Hale's another guy in this bullpen who can go multiple innings. 2-0 pitch. That's just a hair inside as well. Probably could have been a strike. It looked like it caught the zone, but didn't get the call. Hale's, for as hard as he throws, very effective with his command. The pitch. Outside corner for a strike. 3-1. This year, through 30 and a third innings, just 9 walks for the right-hander. 44 strikeouts to go along with it. 3-1. Swing and a miss. Burn the fastball by him. 3-2. Fastball hasn't been as electric tonight. It's been in the mid-90s. as opposed to the upper 90s that we're used to seeing Hales. He's now thrown his first 4 1/3 scoreless with the Rough Riders. He readies in the payoff pitch home to McCullough. There's a fly ball into left center field, pushing Osuna back. He can't find it, and nobody located it. It drops in between he and Zavala. The throw into second is not in time. Well, in the twilight sky, Osuna could not see it. He had his hands out, and Zavala cutting over was just looking at him. And it drops in. It ends up being a double for McCullough. A one-out two-bagger. And Harry Ford stands in now. It's the 10th hit for Arkansas. They're now out-hitting the Rough Riders, 7-4. Out-hitting the Rough Riders 10-8, despite the Riders leading 7-4. Harry Ford at the top of the card is lined out to short. Has been hit by a pitch and is doubled. Ford, right-handed batter, the pitch. Up and in, and it hit him. Or did it hit his bat? I say hit by pitch. Cooper Johnson is arguing that it hit the knob of his bat. I can't really tell looking at the replay. Ford is hit for the second time, and Johnson is talking to home plate umpire Sean Sparling. Here comes Carlos Cardoza, the Riders manager, to chat as well. Just wanted to make sure that he got the call correct. And you can ask the umpires to come together on this one and see if anybody else saw something. Cardoza and Johnson right there, and home plate was Sparling. He was waiting up on the mound. Carlos, it's a good conversation to have. I mean, you want to make sure that he doesn't get a free base. Carlos is not going to enjoy losing that conversation. As Cardoza heads back to the dugout. One out, runners at first and second. Here's Cole Young, the most dangerous hitter in this lineup. He's 2-for-3 today with an RBI double and a single. Here's the stretch, and Hales steps off. Both hits went down the left field line. The RBI double in the third, and then the single in the fifth, nearly the same spot, but Zavala cut it off and then threw him out as he tried to stretch it to a double. The pitch, he shows bunt, watches outside on the slider that missed. It's one ball and no strikes. Brock Rodden on deck. This is the middle part of this order you have to be careful with the Travelers. Young, the number one Mariners prospect. The pitch. And that cuddles with the outside corner, backdoor slider for a strike. It's 1-1. The pitch. Outside. Two balls and one strike. With one out, a ground ball could get him out of the inning right here. And the pitch is outside. Three balls and one strike. Got to be careful here on this 3-1 offering. Want to give him something to pound. He's the tying run at the plate. Hales kicks in. Outside corner. Called strike. 3-2. That's a quality 3-1 pitch with a fastball right on the outside corner. Offering in. That's flicked foul out of play down the left side. Three balls and two strikes. Young left-handed batter who has driven in 35 runs this year for the Travs. The offering, that one's flipped down into shallow left field, and it keeps on tailing into foul ground and works its way into the stands before jumping back out onto the field of play. Young, a native of Pittsburgh. With runners in scoring position this year, he struggled, hitting just 203. And he strikes out there. Blew it right by him with a fastball on the outside corner. First strikeout for Hales. Two outs here in the sixth inning. Brock Rodden now, another left-handed batter against Hales. Here's the stretch, and the right-hander kicks in. Outside corner with a fastball for a strike. It's 0-1. This inning has gone fly out, double, hit by pitch, strikeout. Offering home. There's a fly ball into right center field. Osuna coming in. He's under it. And the center fielder puts it away. Skyler Hales pitches out of some trouble here in the sixth inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, two left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's the Rough Riders leading 7-4 over the Travelers on the Riders Baseball Network.
Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Peace up, A-Town down.
Cody Freeman here. Let's head back to Riders Field.
Part of the home half of the sixth inning, the Rough Riders a 7-4 advantage and trying to add on to it against Jake Haber. Cooper Johnson, Alejandro Osuna, and Liam Hicks do up. It's 9-1-2. Haber waiting for his catcher, Harry Ford, to take his spot behind the plate, and we're ready to go. Cooper Johnson has had himself quite the day today. Double, an RBI, or two-run single back in the first inning. Two for two. And he faces his first right-hander today. Haber ready, working from the stretch. He's got his sign. And he offers in. That's low and outside in the dirt. It's one ball and no strikes. Haber walked Zavala in the fifth inning in an otherwise harmless frame in the fifth. Riders being out hit in this one 10-8, but leading 7-4 thanks to a 6-run first. 1-0. That simmers high, and it's two balls and no strikes. Johnson has been such a revelation on the offensive side for the Riders. At catcher, the pitch. Fouled back. 2-1. A guy who can insert in there against left-handed starters, and he can do some serious damage. We talked about it before, but coming into this game, his slugging percentage against lefties over 700, and that adds so much when you have a catcher in the nine spot who can drive in runs against left-handed starters. 2-1. It's over the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 2-2. He calls for a time and steps out. Wind blowing out to left field. And time call. And a rewinding of the pitch clock. There's the stretch. And the 2-2. That's low and outside of the dirt. 3 balls and 2 strikes on Ford. Johnson catching that and handing it off to his fellow catcher. There's a really nice buzz in the ballpark tonight. You're on July 4th. You can't ask for a much better situation to come watch some baseball. Haber ready, the 3-2. Johnson out to right field in the air, pushing Rodriguez back. He's under it, and he puts it away. One away here in the sixth inning, and Alejandro Osuna stands in now. 7-4, Rough Riders lead it. Bottom half of the sixth inning. This has been really good to see the Rough Riders put up these kind of offensive numbers tonight, even though most of them came in that first inning. Riders over their last 15 games averaging just 3.1 runs per contest. Here's the stretch and the pitch to Osuna. It's on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. And these are two teams that have really struggled on the power side. In that last 15-game stretch, the Riders are ninth in the 10-team league with 9 home runs. Arkansas, the only team with fewer home runs, with 7. The 0-1, that's just inside. And it's 1 ball and 1 strike. So the Rough Riders picking it up on the offensive side here in Game 4 of the series and the first one of the series that's played here at home. 1-1 pitch to Osuna. He swings and flares it out into left field, but it's into foul ground and into the Riders' bullpen, where Andy Rodriguez tries to make a bare hand grab. Seth Clark got the baseball, and he asks who wants it and tosses it into the crowd. 1 ball and 2 strikes on Osuna. You really have to imagine Osuna's really going to help this offense. Playing in just his 5th game, coming up from High A Hickory. 1-for-3 today with a double. 1-2. He swings and chops it on the right side of the infield. Young's got it at second. Turns and throws him out. 2 away. That brings Liam Hicks to the plate. In High A, Osuna hit 9 homers. That would be the lead on the team outside of Cody Freeman, who also has 9. The pitch. Top of the zone, a strike, and it's 0-1. 7-4 Riders. We play in the bottom of the sixth inning with the bases clear and 2 down. Hicks 0-for-3. Haber fires. Hicks chops it off the plate up the first baseline and foul. 0-2. Haber throwing strikes. He's thrown 29 pitches, 17 for strikes. And in this inning, just 4 have missed the zone. Hicks, the designated hitter, now 1-for-11 in this series. And it's been well documented how much better of a hitter he's been when he's catching rather than DHing. 0-2, up and away, 1-2. And that coming to fruition again here tonight. Hitting a couple balls hard, but nothing to show for it in the hit column. Haber has his sign. He stretches and deals. A swing and a soft ground ball on one hop out to second. Young fields at the chest, lofts it on to first and gets him and retires the side in the sixth. Well, the Riders done quietly. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. They haven't had a hit offensively since the fourth. And we go to the top of the seventh. It's 7-4. Riders lead it on Independence Day on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Luke Maley back with you alongside Zach Bigley. Alberto Rodriguez will dig in from the left side against the new arm on the hill. It's Robbie Ahlstrom getting the ball for the Riders. Left-hander toes the rubber. Frisco just announcing the crowd tonight, 12,051 here. The largest 4th of July crowd here at Riders Field and the second largest crowd in franchise history. The left-hander, and Robbie Ahlstrom just misses outside with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball to open his appearance. Rodriguez doubled, drove in a run his last time up, and he takes a called strike, again 95 in the lower third of the strike zone. Rodriguez today 1-for-2 with that RBI double, a strikeout and a walk. Pitch home. Just misses downstairs for Ahlstrom. Left-hander with a tan glove at the chin, now to the belt. He lifts and fires, and he missed upstairs, 94 with the fastball. And the count runs to 3-1. Ahlstrom has been very good this year. If there's any complaint, it's been the walk numbers. But he responds with strikeouts, the 3-1. Glides over the inner third, again with the heater. And it's a full count. Ahlstrom pitched in game one of this series at Dickey Stevens Park in North Little Rock, Arkansas. He worked two scoreless, hitless frames with three strikeouts, did issue one walk against the Travelers. Rodriguez awaits the payoff pitch. Fouled off left side. Work its way into the concourse. Ahlstrom attacking with a fastball, curveball, slider, changeup mix. He's the third pitcher of the day for the Rough Riders. Nick Krauth went 4 1/3, allowing 4 runs. As he comes home, this one tapped on the right side, on the ground this time, but it's foul again. Next pitch will be number 8 of the plate appearance. To open the outing for Robbie Ahlstrom. Left-hander peers in. Glove pinned to his chest. He's ready to go. Bounces the right leg. A deep breath. The 3-2. Pop up left side. Cody Freeman looking up at it. In foul ground on the track and makes the snag. It carries him into the wall. And Robbie Ahlstrom wins the battle with Alberto Rodriguez. in perfect timing to get some trivia rolling. Are we ready for some trivia here on 4th of July, Zach?
Always.
Okay, so back on this date, we like to tie it into this date in baseball history. So the 4th of July in 2004, they announced the NL All-Stars lineup, and it featured some really big names. Barry Bonds, Ken Griffey Jr., and Sammy Sosa of that bunch is the first pitch. The Windish is called a strike. That lineup marks the first time in history that three players with 500 or more career homers have appeared on the same team in the All-Star game. Ahlstrom kicks and delivers. He misses outside, 1-1. The trio forms the starting outfield for the 75th All-Star game that came in Houston at Minute Maid Park. It was Griffey, Jr., Bonds, and Sosa in that 500 club. Here comes the 1-1. Swing and a miss, and Ahlstrom hops ahead. So, Zach, let's see how many of the other NL starters that you can name from the 2004 All-Star game.
Oh, man.
There's some really big names on this list. Pitch home, and it misses well upstairs at 95.
I don't know why I'm starting to think of the pitcher first. Is it Ben Sheets that year?
It was not Sheets.
Okay. Might have been 2005.
2-2. Rock and deliver. And this one flared into center field, hanging up for Osuna. And he ranges over in the right center to make the grab, 2-0.
Okay, so Albert Pujols was probably at first.
Albert Pujols was at first.
Second base is always weird. Was Biggio there at second base?
Biggio was not.
Okay. NL shortstop.
Shortstop to me is the hardest one.
Okay. Was Beltre the starting third baseman?
He was not.
The Dodgers? No. Probably should have been. He had a monster year that year.
Here's Victor Labrada, the first pitch. He shoots into deep left field, taking Zavala back at the track, and it one hops off the base of the wall. Victor Labrada has himself a three-hit game. Pair of singles, now a double with two outs here in the seventh. He's reached all four trips to the dish today.
Chipper Jones?
No Chipper Jones.
Okay.
The AO won this All-Star game 9-4. They scored six runs, three of them earned in the opening frame against the starting pitcher for the NL, who was a very big name.
Was it Randy?
Not Randy. Seven-time Cy Young Award winner.
Oh, Roger Clemens.
Roger Clemens. The pitch home to Caden Polkovich, and it misses a bit downstairs.
Scott Rowland, the starting third baseman?
Scott Rowland was the starting third baseman. So we're missing shortstop, which is the hardest in my opinion. The catcher, center fielder, and second baseman. A pitch home. Misses in. Because actually, I correct myself. Griffey wasn't the starter in this game.
Okay. Was the catcher Pudge?
The catcher was not Pudge. 2-0 on the right-handed hitting center fielder, Caden Polkovich. Labrada at second base. Here's the pitch from Ahlstrom. Started the swing, able to hold it up, but it's a fastball down the middle, 2-1.
Jim Edmonds in center?
No. I'm trying to recall. We talked about this player recently. I don't think it was trivia.
Andrew Jones?
No Andrew Jones. Lefty kicks and fires. This one hit back to the screen, and Ahlstrom pulls even, two balls and two strikes.
Is Carlos Beltran in New York yet?
No. I will tell you, Pudge was the starting catcher for the AL group at this
time. Okay, I wasn't sure if he was in Florida. I think 2003 he was in Florida.
That sounds right. Ahlstrom has his sign, bouncing that right leg.
Piazza?
It was. Piazza was the catcher and hit sixth. Lefty rocks and delivers. The 2-2 is shot foul off to the right side into the seats.
I'm going to need a team for the rest of the guys, I think.
The center fielder playing for the Houston Astros.
Lance Berkman?
It was Lance Berkman. Okay. Cross off Berkman here. The second baseman at the time was also an Astro, as that one gets by Johnson. That allows Labrada to move up 90 feet over to third base. It marked one of 2 years that this player played for the Astros. It was in the back half of his career.
Man, I'm not sure. It's not Biggio.
It is not Biggio. I'll give you, this player played the majority of their career with the San Francisco Giants, but also played with the Mets, Dodgers, Guardians. As there's a check swing, they appeal to first. He didn't offer. It's ball four. Back-to-back have reached, and the Travelers bring the tying run to the dish against Ahlstrom here with two gone. Cleveland and Toronto are the other ones. Spent his last 4 years of his career from 2005 to 2008 with the Dodgers. Made three All-Star games with the Giants. One with Houston in 2004. And then one with the Dodgers the next year in 2005.
I don't know. Who is it?
Jeff Kent.
Oh, I should have gotten that. Man, that's frustrating.
Jeff Kent. And then
I always forget he played for Houston.
We're down to one. It was the starting shortstop. It was a two-time World Series champ. Outer edge, called a strike with the curveball from Ahlstrom. 0-1. To the right-handed hitting pinch hitter, and Ben Williamson. Williamson leading this group in hits entering tonight. He got the night off, and he sends one back to the screen foul. This player began their career in Florida, but made this All-Star game as part of the St. Louis Cardinals, and that's where he spent the majority of his career, 6 years of his 16-year career. Pitch home. There's the grunt from Ahlstrom, a ground ball. Rodriguez has it. He races to the second base bag and retires the side.
All right, give it to me.
Edgar Renteria.
Ah, okay.
So we head to the last of the seventh inning. But we're going to keep it right here as we have God Bless America coming up here on Stars and Stripes Night, Independence Day.
Through the night, when the light from above ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
No arm on the hill for the Travelers here in the last of the seventh inning. Josh Hatcher steps in against the left-hander, Garrett Davila. Hatcher's had himself quite a night. Lefty-on-lefty matchup. Hatcher tripled his first time up, struck out, and then delivered a beautiful bunt. Picked up another RBI, and there's an awkward swing on a pitch in on the hands and a bit elevated for Hatcher. He took a big rip and pulled off of it. Sent him spinning out of the box. Glad he's all right. Davila ahead 0-1. He steps back and delivers. Wave and a miss by Hatcher. Now on the spinner. Pull side shift on the infield. Outfield playing Hatcher pretty straight out. The left-hander behind, 0-2. Davila's offering on its way, swinging a foul ball. Hatcher stays alive. Our temperature has dropped just a bit, 92 degrees still here on this beautiful Independence Day. The Riders provided some early fireworks before the biggest fireworks show of the season here at Riders Field following the conclusion of this game, scoring six in that first inning. Lefty kicks and delivers, and Hatcher shoots it back out of play into the concourse. Davila, the fourth pitcher of the night for the Travelers, after Reed Van Scooter lasted only two outs, giving up six runs in that opening frame as the starter. Pitch home, wave and a miss. And Davila picks up a strikeout. One gone in the bottom of the seventh. We go back to our trivia question. Able to clear the board, but it was three members on that 2004 NL All-Star lineup that had 500 career home runs at the time. And that's significant because obviously the 500 Home Run Club is an exclusive group. It features 28 members at the moment. So here's Cody Freeman. The pitch home. Catches the bottom of the zone. Fastball at 92. But back in 2004, there were just 21 members of that group. Griffey Jr. had hit 500 just a couple of weeks before. As the pitch comes home, it runs downstairs. That time a changeup. Freeman pulls even, 1-1. On June 20th, so about 2 weeks before it was announced that he was headed to the All-Star game, it was also Father's Day in St. Louis, where Griffey Sr. was in attendance to watch his son hit number 500 of his career. There's a ground ball right side, and that'll squeak through into right center field. A base hit for Cody Freeman, his first of the night. So from 2004 on, the names that hit number 500, Albert Pujols, Alex Rodriguez, Jim Thomae, Manny Ramirez, David Ortiz, Frank Thomas, Miguel Cabrera and Gary Sheffield all picked up number 500 from 2004 and then on. Gabriel Rodriguez watches a called strike on the outer edge. Fastball at 92. One on, and Cody Freeman at first base for Rodriguez. And one away. Riders on top, 7-4. They've been out hit 11-9 tonight by the Travelers. Now you look at the scorecard, and the Travelers have left 10 on base. And the only frame they didn't leave someone stranded was that first inning against Nick Kraft. Stranded him loaded in the third. And back-to-back innings in the sixth and seventh have left two aboard. Left-hander kicks and delivers, and Rodriguez waves and misses over the top of a curveball. And he finds himself behind. 0-2 on Kaber, who tonight drew a walk and scored a run in the first inning. That is 0-2 since. The pitch home, runs a bit inside. Oh, wow, called strike three. A delayed call from Sean Sparling. It looked like it clipped the inner edge, but with the catcher Ford looking to throw behind Freeman, he didn't make a throw. Sparling kind of stepped back out of the way and then rung up Rodriguez, who's down on strikes for the first time. Two strikeouts in the frame for Garrett Davila, and his pitch to Zavala. All the strike on the outer third, a fastball at 91. Aaron Zavala is in search of his third multi-hit game in his last six games after having none over the span of 18 games in the month of June. He watches another heater called a strike on the outer third, and he's behind 0-2. He's reached twice tonight, an RBI, or two-run single, that is, in the first inning. And a strikeout and a walk his last time up. 0-2, two gone, Freeman at first. Lefty kicks and delivers, and Zavala just caught a piece of it off the end of the bat. Sends it back to the backstop. Ryder scored six in that first inning, added one in the fourth. For the Travelers, it was one in the top of the third, three in the top of the fifth, and they're within three runs. Left-hander kicks and fires. Called strike three, got him looking. Garrett Davila strikes out the side, and he strands Cody Freeman, who picked up a one-out single at first base. It's no runs on one hit, no errors, one stranded. In the bottom of the seventh for the Riders, we head to the eighth inning. Riders leading the Travelers 7-4 here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Morgan McCullough at the bottom of the car leads off the top of the eighth inning against the new arm. It's the righty Tyler Owens out of the pen for the Riders. And his first pitch, 98, catches the outer edge to the left-handed hitter right at the top of the zone. And it's 0-1. Tyler Owens has been excellent this year. He is 1-0 with a 2.45 ERA. This is 21st appearance. There's that disgusting splitter. And it's 0-2 as it hits the lower third of the zone. That's a pitch that Tyler Owens is still getting used to, but he's really loved it to this point. Owens spent a bit of time on the injured list, and that's where he decided we're going to nix the slider because it kind of stays on the same plane as the other pitches. The 0-2 is fouled back to the screen. 99 that time. And so he decided to turn that slider into a splitter, and it's been fantastic for him. This is the second time that he's pitched here in this series. Pitched back in game one of the series on Monday evening in Little Rock, Arkansas. Earned the save going an inning. And he got him looking. 98 on the outer edge. And McCullough's down on strikes for the second time. That's the start you want if you're Tyler Owens. He picked up a pair of strikeouts in his save on Monday. Didn't allow any base runners. That's been the story most of the season for the Rough Riders right-hander. He now gets to the top of the card. Fifth time through for the Travelers. It's Harry Ford, who has reached his last three times, being hit by a pitch twice, doubling and scoring a run in that fifth inning. He watches inside, 99. Tyler Owens, also as of late, has seen the velocity jump a bit. Guy that said he couldn't quite get to triple digits, and in his last few outings, he's seen a few of them. This one ripped down the third baseline. That's a fair ball. It'll roll all the way to the corner. Zavala headed to the wall. Ford around first. He'll pull into second base. A stand-up double. His second of the day. The Travelers have had no trouble finding a way aboard the base paths tonight. It's been runners in scoring position. It's really been a pain in the side for them. They're 4 of 10, which isn't too bad of a number, but they haven't been able to drive in all the runs that they've had on the base paths, as they've stranded 10 through 7 innings. Here's the lefty, Cole Young. He takes a called strike. There's the splitter again over the heart of the plate. It's a three-pitch mix for Tyler Owens. The fastball cutter splitter mix. One on its way. That one catches the outer third right on the edge. And it's 0-2, 97 that time. Cole Young has notched a pair of hits tonight. He's 2-for-4 with an RBI double and a single. The Mariners' top prospect. Pitch home, taken, and it just missed. 98, battle ball off the plate. Ford at second after the double. Cole Young batting from the left side, playing second base tonight. Pitch home, and he just throws the hands at it, able to just catch a piece. Owens painted the corner with 96 that time. Young did a nice job spoiling it. We mentioned Young, the top prospect in the Mariners organization. He's also ranked number 23 in MLB Pipeline's top 100. Is that one back at Owens, and it glances off his front shoulder into his glove, and he delivers a strike to Ortiz. He appears to be okay. What a tremendous play by Tyler Owens. Carlos Cardoza out of the Riders' dugout, as well as the Riders' trainer, Neil Ori, to check on Owens. And boy, that one could have been scary. And Owens turns it into a big second out. Owens is tough as nails. He waves both back to the dugout, and you wouldn't expect anything less from the right-hander. He would have had to pry that baseball away from his right hand with a crowbar if you wanted to get him out. He's staying in the ballgame. And he gets Brock Rodden with a runner in scoring position. Rodden does have an RBI tonight. Also scored a run in that three-run fifth. And he laces this one into left center field. That's down a hit. Here comes Ford around second. He'll score with ease. It's the second RBI knock for Brock Rodden here tonight. The Rough Riders lead now down to 7-5. Now, one time they led 6-0 in that first inning. It's dwindled all the way down to 2. 2 RBI for Brock Rodden tonight. Owens left a pitch over the heart of the plate, and Rodden made him pay. Rodden's had a tough time adjusting to Double-A, but maybe this is the moment tonight for the multi-hit, multi-RBI game where things get going. He destroyed high-A pitching. The pitch home. Alberto Rodriguez runs inside at 97. The one run in the frame. And a runner at first with two gone. Riders clinging to that two-run lead here in the top of the eighth inning. Owens set at the belt. He kicks and fires. There's a chopper left side. Rodriguez has it on a chest-high hop. Long throw across the diamond. Chavi has it. Inning over. But the Travelers get a run on a pair of hits. No errors. They leave one stranded. We add to the bottom of the eighth inning. Riders coming up looking to add to some insurance to their 7-5 lead here on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Garrett Davila is back on the hill for the bottom of the eighth inning. He allowed a one-out hit by Cody Freeman, but stranded him at first base, striking out the side in his first inning of work. It's the 7-8-9 batters due up for the Riders here in the eighth, looking to add to their 7-5 lead. Maximo Acosta leads it off, and there's nobody better on the Riders in the eighth inning than Max Acosta. And you would say, can't be too big of a sample size. Max Acosta in the eighth inning this year is hitting .455. He is 10 for 22. First pitch to him, and he just missed it. Fouled it back to the screen on an elevated fastball. Acosta's also seen a surge in power as of late. He doubled his first time up. But in the home run category, there's a ball that escapes the berm in left center field. Now the third base umpire, Trevor Matthews, trying to explain to the left fielder, Labrada, what's happened. And they're just going to play on here. Labrada didn't realize the ball got out there. There's a ball on the track behind him. Max Acosta awaits. The lefty kicks and fires. This one laced into left center field. Polkovich ranging over. He slides. Did he make the grab? Yes, he did. He robs Max Acosta of a base hit. And there's one gone here in the eighth. Polkovich got a really good read on it. Ranged over into left center field alleyway. Took to a slide and was able to hang on. Max Acosta put a good swing on it. 98 off the bat. But to no avail. Here's Franmer Chavez with one gone. He's reached a pair of times through three trips to the plate. Lefty kicks and fires. Chavi takes a called strike in the upper third of the zone. Chavi 1-for-2 with a walk, a single, and a ground out. That went to shortstop his last time up. Lefty Davila kicks and fires, and that one got Chavi on the front foot. So he'll reach for the third time, this time with the hit by pitch. He'll trot down to first base, and Cooper Johnson will get another shot against a left-handed pitcher. Johnson tonight, 2-for-3, with a two-run single in the first, and a double in the fourth, in which he came around to score. And no, those aren't boos. Those are coups for Cooper Johnson, who has been on a tear as of late. The first offering is hit high in the air, right side. Rodriguez, the right fielder, charging in. He finds it in the night sky and makes the grab off to his right shoulder.
Usually not the biggest fan of the wave, but with a sold-out crowd of over 12,000, it looks pretty cool.
It certainly does. 12,051 tonight. The largest for the Riders on a game on Independence Day, and the second largest crowd in franchise history.
Only trailing Duke Perfect night back in 2018.
What a night it's been. Riders looking to add to their 7-5 lead. Soon it takes a called strike. Middle from the left-hander. Lefty on lefty matchup. Franer Chavez, who was hit by a pitch with one out, stands at first base. There's two gone for Osuna. Pitch home, Chavi runs, and it's fouled out of play off to the left side. Alejandro Osuna has tallied 7 extra base hits in his 6 games, 5 of those with the Rough Riders. You go back to his final game in Hickory last Wednesday, and he went 5-for-5 with 5 RBI and hit for the cycle. What a way to go out in your final game at High A. And he asks for time behind 0-2. He's granted it by Sean Sparling. He adjusts the batting gloves. He'll step back into the box. Tonight, Osuna, 1-for-4 with a double, a run scored. That came in his first at-bat. He's 0-for-3 since. The 0-2 to the Riders center fielder on its way, and he waves and misses. Had a slider away, and the inning is over. Fourth strikeout for Garrett Davila in his 2 innings of work. It's no runs on no hits, no errors, and 1 stranded for the Riders. They lead the Travelers 7-5 as we head to the top of the 9th inning, where Zach Bigley will rejoin us on the Riders Baseball Network.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment on August 25th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We go to the top of the ninth inning. It's 7-5. Rough Riders lead it over the Arkansas Travelers here on July 4th. Happy to have you along. Tyler Owens back out after allowing a run in the eighth inning. He faces Hogan Windisch, Victor Labrana, and Caden Polkovich. 5, 6, and 7. In this Arkansas order, still a save situation for Owens. And the first pitch. Right-handed batter takes off the knob of his bat. A foul ball caroming to the right side. And it's 0-1, just bad luck for Windisch there. It was 0-3 today with a hit by pitch. Nearly his second. Owens deals. Inside. One ball and one strike. Seven runs, nine hits, and no errors for the Riders. Five runs, 13 hits, and no errors for the Travelers today. 1-1. Up and in. It's two balls and one strike. The Travs are 5-for-12 with runners in scoring position tonight. While the Rough Riders on the other side are 5-for-10. No home runs today between the two teams. 2-1 from Owens. Up and in. Three balls and one strike. Owens, the team leader in saves with five. Those five saves are in six attempts. The issue's in the 3-1. And that's inside. Missing with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. He walks Windisch, and it brings the tying run to the plate in the form of Victor Labrada. Nick Krauth got the start today, and he worked a 1-2-3 first inning. Since then, the Travelers have left at least one base runner on in every inning today. Labrada is 3-for-3 with a walk. Quick mound visit for Johnson. He's back behind the plate. Labrada, an RBI single in the fifth, doubled in the seventh. Left-handed batter. Owens readies from the stretch. He fires home. Swinging a line drive down the right side. It's a foul ball. Just past Chavez at first. It's 0-1. Oh, dangerous. Thatcher picks it up and tosses it into the lazy river. Kind of the cherry on top of this massive crowd. It's a Thursday, so Twisted T rowdy at the river. Going crazy out there and right. The 0-1. That's flipped foul out of play down the left side. It's 0-2. And Owens is quickly ahead, that time with a splitter off the outside corner. Top of the ninth inning, Riders lead 7-5. Labrada calls time and steps out. The Cuban. He steps back in. Polkovich on deck. Owens fires. Swinging a line drive, looped into right center. That one's down for his fourth hit. Windisch around second, making his way to third. The throw from Ozuna is not in time. And there are runners on the corners now and nobody out for Arkansas in this top of the ninth inning. Four hits today for Victor Labrada in just his ninth double-A game. And Kaden Polkovich stepping to the plate with a chance to make it a one-run game with a base hit and possibly tie it with the ball in the gap. Owens ready from the stretch. He fires. That's low, and it's one ball and no strikes to Polkovich, who has hit into two double plays today. The Riders' infield is back, and they'll certainly give up a run here to turn two with nobody out. Both of Polkovich's double plays have been lineouts into a double play. One back to the pitcher, the other to the second baseman Acosta. The 1-0. That's a strike on the outside corner. 95-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 1-1. Reed Burlingmeier starts to loosen in the bullpen for the Riders. Owens readies. He lifts the left leg and brings in the 1-1. Just outside. Two balls and one strike to the center fielder. A sellout crowd of 12,051. Trying to get behind Owens. 2-1 offering. Swing and a miss. It's 2-2. That time with the cutter, lower edge outside corner. Owens has his sign, and he looks back to second. Stepping off, nobody there at the second base bag. The pitch, outside. We're full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Here's the second, or the stretch, I should say, and he steps off. Three and two on Polkovic. Left-handed batter, here's the right-hander stretch. The pitch, runner takes off. It's fouled away down the left side. It's 3-2. Is sending the runner here, and you're wondering if they might do that because of the 3-2 count, but if Polkovic does strike out, Cooper Johnson has been one of the best in the league this year, and his caught stealing percentage throwing out over 40% of base runners. A chance for a double play, and then, of course, you have to worry about the runner at third and Windage. Right-hander readies. Payoff. Swinging a ground ball out to short. Rodriguez has got it. Steps on second for one. Throw to first is low. Not in time. And the run scores. It's a one-run game here in the ninth. Rodriguez just did not take enough, or could not take enough time, I should say, to the second base bag and could not turn the double play because of the shift on the left-handed batter. Acosta was too far away at second base. So a runner at first, one down, one in. It's 7-6, Rough Riders lead it. LeBrana is out at second. There's the first out here in the ninth inning. Polkovic at first on the fielder's choice, 6 unassisted. Here's Ben Ramirez in the pitch. Up and in, nearly hit him, 1-0. One for four today. The third baseman singled back in the fourth. Top of the ninth, one-run game. The pitch. Fouled out of play to the right side, 1-1. A game in which the Rough Riders once led by 6 runs, scoring 6 in the bottom of the first. Arkansas is chipped away. Owens the 1-1. Ground ball to the right side. Max Acosta's got it on to second for one. Throw to first. In time! Happy 4th of July! The Riders win it on a spectacular double play up the middle. 4-6-3. Riders win it 7-6, and they can party like it's the 4th of July. Oh, baby. Riders tie this series up at 2 games apiece. Luke Maley has your post-game coverage next. Happy 4th of July, everybody. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field.
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back high atop Riders Field, Luke Maley with you on the post-game show. What a night it was. The Riders started the fireworks early with six runs in the bottom of the first inning. The Travelers made it close. They clawed their way back, but the Rough Riders get it done 7-6, finishing it off with a gorgeous 4-6-3 double play. You look at the winner tonight, Skylar Hales, one of the newest Rough Riders, is climbing up in the win column. 3-0 in his time with the Riders now in just about 2 weeks. Reed Van Scooter only lasted 2 outs in this ballgame, surrendering those 6 runs on 4 hits and 2 walks with 1 strikeout. Coming off of a start against the Riders back in April, in which he only allowed 1 hit across 6 innings, it was Cooper Johnson who homered in that game, providing the only run for the Riders in a loss. They flipped the script tonight, tagging him for 6. He takes the loss, dropping to 4-7. Tyler Owens extends his lead in the save category for the Riders, picking up 6. He did allow a run in that 9th inning, but able to close the door as the Riders get things done, 7-6. It was 6 runs on 14 hits and no errors for the Travelers. And really the issue for them came with leaving runners on. They notched 14 hits, but they left a runner on in every inning except for the 9th and the 1st, stranding a total of 11 on the base paths. For the Rough Riders, they scored 7 runs on 9 hits and no errors on their way to the win. They stranded just 7 on the base paths. But they get things done. Skylar Hales the winner. Reed Van Scooter the loser. He drops to 4-7. Tyler Owens with save number 6 of the year. And a lot of fireworks coming up here in just a few minutes. We continue looking at the box score of this game. You go back, the offensive performers for the Riders. Josh Hatcher led the way with a pair of hits. Cooper Johnson also delivered 2 hits. While each of them drove in 2 runs for the Riders, Aaron Zavala also drove in 2 with a first inning 2-run single as part of that 6-run frame. The other run came from Max Acosta on an opposite field RBI double. So the Riders get it done. They win 7-6. They even the series at 2 games apiece in front of 12,051 fans here at Riders Field on Independence Day. All eagerly await the biggest fireworks show of the season here at Riders Field. There's plenty more fireworks to come as this series comes to a close tomorrow. And on Saturday, back in action as this series continues, we'll preview tomorrow's matchup when we come back on the other side here on the Riders Postgame Show on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up Party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Luke Bailey back with you here on the postgame show. Riders winners again. They become the fourth team in minor league baseball this season to reach the 50-win mark. They sit at 50-29, 6-4 through the first 10 games of this second half. And, of course, they've already locked up their spot in the 2024 postseason. But why not go ahead and win the second half as well? They currently sit a couple games back of the San Antonio Missions here early in the second half. But the Riders, the fourth team, reach the half-century mark. In all of minor league baseball, they become the first team at the AA level or lower to do so. All three teams that have reached 50 so far this year have played at a minimum of six games more than the Riders because the AAA season gets underway just a bit earlier in the AA season. A lot of fun left in this series. Two games left to play before a couple of off days. And the Riders will stay here to take on the Royals-affiliated Northwest Arkansas Naturals for a series beginning next Tuesday. But we don't have to look that far quite yet, as there's a fun matchup coming our way tomorrow. Winston Santos gets the ball for the Rough Riders. Santos, the number 15 prospect in the Rangers organization, making his second start at the AA level. His first one, we saw flashes of what Winston Santos is all about. He picked up five strikeouts early in that ball game, but he made a couple of mistake pitches, and the Corpus Christi Hooks, a new-look lineup for the Astros affiliate that has a lot of power, made him pay with a few home runs. So he does sit with a 16.88 ERA through one AA start. That was a game that the Riders fell behind early, 5-0, and they came all the way back to win it 8-6. That was last week. And Santos, making his second start, will go toe-to-toe against another right-hander in Michael Morales, who makes his first start at the AA level after being promoted earlier this week from High A Everett in the Seattle Mariners organization. Morales went 9-1 with a 2.36 ERA in High A this year for Everett. He slots in inside the top 30 prospects for the Mariners at number 12, which is the third highest ranked player on this team for the Travelers that features nine of the top 30 prospects in the Seattle system. So he comes at number 12, making his AA debut tomorrow. A lot of fun to be had here at Riders Field over the next couple of days. It all starts with that pitching matchup tomorrow, but the Riders will have Stars and Stripes weekend continue tomorrow, July 5th, on a Friday. And stick around postgame for some patriotic postgame fireworks to follow after the biggest fireworks show of the season here tonight. And then come back on Saturday, yet again, a 7:05 p.m. first pitch. That one's Emiliano Teodo on the hill. You don't want to miss him. Teodo, the 14th-ranked prospect in the Rangers organization. Both him and Winston Santos recently named to the MLB Futures game happening at Globe Life in just over a week. Emiliano Teodo on the year 4-2 with a league-leading 1.87 ERA in the Texas League. He'll take on Juan Mercedes with a 3-3 record and a 2.85 ERA. More fireworks to follow that one. It's three straight nights of fireworks here at Riders Field. But the Riders get things done tonight. They pull back to even in the series with the Travelers, two games apiece. The Riders pick up that big win number 50. They sit at 50-29. Game number 80 on the season tomorrow. Game 5 of the six-game set with the Mariners-affiliated Arkansas Travelers. Well, that wraps us up. The Riders back in the win column with a 7-6 win here on Independence Day. We're so glad you spent this evening with us. It was a beautiful evening for baseball that featured the second largest crowd in franchise history. Thanks for hanging out with us on behalf of my partner, Zach Bigley. I'm Luke Maley saying goodnight. We'll catch you tomorrow. Pre-game coverage beginning at 6:50 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!